Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's get more insight on the Indians and from our family at radio.com. He's the MLB insider. He is John Heyman, and he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, John. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. We're doing outstanding. Are we at a critical point for the Cleveland Indians as far as the future is concerned, or is that a crazy thing to say on May 24th?
No, I think that's fair. I think it's a tough point right now. I think they were hoping and thinking they were probably going to win this year. They were a pretty strong favorite. I don't want to say prohibitive favorite, but pretty strong favorite in that division. They felt comfortable enough, I think, to take a little bit of a step back, or it looked like they were taking a little bit of a step back. And, I think, if they don't win this year, are they going to win next year, year after? I don't know. I think this is an important stretch of a very important year.
John, you looked at the outfield potential in spring training, and it just didn't look good to anybody. And they tried Hanley Ramirez, they tried Cargo, and that didn't work. What should they have done?
That's a good question. If you don't have the kids coming up, you've got to go take a flyers on these veterans, over 30 veterans, and hope for the best. And they gave Hanley a month, and they gave Cargo 2 months, and didn't work out. Obviously, it's a budget situation. They got them for low pay, and I think in some cases advanced consent, meaning they're not paid after they're sent down. I think their budget limited them, and it's fairly difficult to find starting outfielders on the cheap. Some outfielders are making $25, $30 million, as you know. So not an easy thing to do. They took a shot at it, and it didn't work so far.
John, interesting scenario. Our friend Chris Rose, I'm sure your friend too, was on our show. He's on our show every week. He's a Cleveland guy. So we were talking to him yesterday about Trevor Bauer and Houston. I want you to take a listen to this, and I really want your reaction to this. So listen to this.
I talked to several Astros players who were like, listen, the Twins are for real, guys. We played them. Their lineup is good. Their pitching is improved, and we probably need to go out and get a starting pitcher. And they mentioned Trevor Bauer's name, and I was like,
whoa.
Everything that has gone on between you guys and Bauer, I had multiple people tell me. They were like, we could put all that stuff behind us. He's great. Wow. One guy called him the best pitcher in the American League and said, we're going to have to probably fight over him with several other contenders.
John, what do you think of that?
I wouldn't rule anything out. They brought Ozuna into the fold last year when there were much bigger issues with Ozuna, as many of us documented. I don't rule anything out. I mean, obviously, he'd have to make amends, at least on the surface, with quite a few Astros, starting with Gerrit Cole, his teammate at UCLA, didn't get along with, and Bregman, and probably several others. But, I think Bauer will be sought after. He was one of the names that I talked about yesterday on MLB Network as a potential guy for the trading block. He's obviously been out there already. So if they don't start turning it around, they may have to look at trading. I think it's early for that for them because they were the favorite. They're not that far out of it. I think Chris said it right. There are going to be a lot of teams interested in Trevor Bauer, and some teams may be more interested. So, I do think Houston's a long shot, but don't rule anything out. They did get Roberto Ozuna last year when nobody thought that he was tradable or that anybody wanted him.
Without naming names, what could you get for a Trevor Bauer?
Well, he's got a year and a half to go before he's a free agent, so I think you could get a very good prospect. I mean, maybe not the top 10 type prospect in baseball, but you should be able to get certainly a top 50 prospect, I think, and another one, probably two guys, maybe three. Teams don't like to trade prospects anymore. It's part of the calculation. We'd rather have a guy who's not making much and has potential. So it's not like the old days where you could get 3-4 really good prospects for a very good player. Still, I think that you could get one guy certainly in the top 100, maybe in the top 50 in a package.
And what about Corey Kluber, whose cast came off yesterday and they're trying to get him back to normal here? What do you think the market for Kluber is right now?
Yeah, I think we have to wait to see how healthy he's going to be. I don't think the market's existent at this point. He's got to get out there and throw a bit. Obviously, that's a serious injury, so I wouldn't put him on my list of likely trade people. But I think his option years are automatically picked up if he is traded. So. He's not going to say it out loud. He's obviously had a great run in Cleveland, or is still having a great run other than the injury, and probably wouldn't mind being traded. I think some thought that was a team-friendly deal, but this is a guy who was not made as much as he might have because he was a late bloomer, and I think he wouldn't mind those options picked up, at least speaking financially. I've not talked to him. I don't know. Maybe he loves Cleveland so much that he wouldn't, but... I think that's a big investment for anybody at this point, though, with a guy who's got a serious arm injury.
John, you had mentioned it's still early in the season. The Indians still have 16 games against the Minnesota Twins here, starting with three games in the next week or so. And you said it's too early. They are 8 games back. At what point is it not too early?
Well, traditionally, we're talking Memorial Day, so we're getting pretty close to that. Mm-hmm. But, I think if they're within 6, 7, 8 games, I'd say at this point or even early June, that'd be too early. But you're right, we're getting a little bit closer to the point where we say it's not too early. They do not look like a World Series contender. I throw a wet blanket on things, but
we think we knew that.
If they were to pull off a comeback and get in the playoffs. They have too many weaknesses. Their offense just isn't good enough. I think it's fair to say the Twins are for real. I mean, look at the way they have performed this year. I actually did, believe it or not, I will toot my own horn there, I did pick them this year. I heard the argument that the Twins' number one pitcher would be the number 4 or 5 pitcher on Cleveland. I heard that argument, but then I saw the Twins in spring training, and they have a relentless offense. I know. Tough to judge in spring training. Sometimes the ball kind of flies, particularly in Arizona more than Florida, but the ball is flying for them in Fort Myers, and they've got a pretty good offensive player at every position, and Cleveland does not have that, as you guys well know. It's not just the outfield. Jose Ramirez is not performing. He did not perform at the end of last year, so they obviously have offensive questions. I think they've had some obviously bad luck with Kluber and Clevinger because with their rotation intact, it's the best in the league. Right now, it is not the best in the league.
John Heyman joining us from Radio.com. How does the unified trade deadline change things? How does that put pressure on teams that maybe it didn't? And how apt do you think we might be to see trades even earlier than we normally would because of the single trade deadline this year?
Yeah, I don't think teams even really know how to respond to it at this point. I don't think it's going to change things much. Teams are going to still have to make that call. Are they in the race or not in the race? And go for it if they're in the race. And if they decide they're not in the race, make the trades. I think maybe if you're not in the race and you know you're not going to get a second crack at it, you may look a little bit more closely at doing something than you would if there'll be guys, maybe there'll be a few more trades, but I'm not expecting a big change. I'm really not.
All right, let me try to go positive on the Indians here. Help me believe that they could be a buyer at the trade deadline. What would they need to do to be a buyer?
Well, first of all, to be a buyer, they need to have money. I'm not sure if they have money.
Good
but
point.
I'm sorry.
Good point.
Negative, but let's say they are a buyer. They need offense. They need outfield. They may actually need a starting pitcher at this point, the way the injuries have gone. Hopefully not. Hopefully they'll get Clevinger back and they'll get Kluber back, and they'll be okay there. But they definitely need to get offense. That offense is not good enough to be a World Series contender at this point. So I think they'd have to look at the outfield and be more serious about it. Obviously, they tried to do it on a shoestring, got good names, but older players, but they have to have someone who's actually producing this year and proven that he's going to do it in this year, 2019.
All right, John, before we let you go, how's Big Time Baseball doing on Radio.com, your new podcast?
Well, I think it's doing good so far. They haven't let me go yet, so I'm going to take that as a positive sign. It's all great. Josh Lewin, fantastic. He's my partner, and we've gotten some great guests, and we try to break a little news every week and release it on a Monday night. And, of course, next week is a holiday, so it'll be a Tuesday, but I think it's doing pretty good, and thank you for asking that.
Well, John, thank you. We're going to make sure we're listening to Big Time Baseball on Radio.com.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, John. Have
Thanks,
a great
John.
Day, and All have right, a good John. Weekend, my friend.
See you later.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.